Andrea Lozo, and I am the Program Manager Quality Assurance for Early On in the Cochrane District.
Okay, does Andrea have an eccentric UNEE?
Nope.
No, okay, good. So, tell me about this. What are we doing here today?
Today we're celebrating the grand opening of a new Early On Center in South Porcupine. The Early On Center is a drop-in center for children and families 0 to 6 years of age. We offer a variety of different programming to support early childhood development, as well as parents and caregivers, whether it's parenting workshops, field trips, developmentally appropriate programming throughout the days, outdoor programming, a variety of different workshops to bring the community together. We're also offering intergenerational programming, which is a really special feature to our new center because we are right in Spruce Hill Lodge and have the residents next door. So that's a program that we're really excited for. We do offer food programs and other services like that as well for families. Really, when I designed the space, when I created this center, I had a vision of creating a space where families could walk in and take a deep breath, where all of the resources and needs of families can be met, and I think that we have achieved that goal.
How long has this actually been open?
We have been offering programming through community partners since September. However, the actual center had its soft opening last week. Okay. So last Monday was our first day in operation.
I can see a lot of benefits from both ends of the intergenerational mix. What does it mean to the kids, first of all?
I think the intergenerational programming for children is a really great opportunity for them to get to know the older generations and to learn alongside them, to gain their wisdom, to learn about empathy and understanding towards others. It really is a great benefit to everyone. And we did have our first intergenerational program last week, and it very clearly brought so much joy, not only to our seniors, but to the children and their families that engaged in the activity as well.
It kind of diversifies their interaction with the older people, because it's not just grandma and grandpa, so they're getting to see how other people work and live too, right?
Absolutely. It really does create a great community feel, and that's one of the big pieces to Early On as well, is to come together as a community and to share resources and share insights and share joy with everyone within.
Is this the first one for CDSB?
This is our first directly operated center. We do have 11 centers altogether across the district that we source out to service providers. And then I just go into those centers and ensure quality and work alongside their staff to keep the same high expectation for all Early On centers, but this is our first one.
Will there be others?
At this time, we don't have anything in the works, but things can change. I just really want to get my feet wet with this new center and get a feel from it, and we'll see where we go from there.
Okay, so it is possible elsewhere. And I guess this will serve as a template for others.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a few features within this center that our other centers don't have. One of the big ones is milestone kits. So from 0 to 6 years of age, I have milestone kits for every couple of months that really support the developmental needs of children at that stage. And with those milestone kits, they also come with information for parents on how they can use the tools that are within the kits, how they can question their child once they're a little bit older, ways to interact with them. But it's also a way to show parents and caregivers that they don't need to have the fanciest, shiniest new toy, that the activities that are going to support their child's development are really simple and things that they can create at home to really support them.
Do you have anything you want to add to any of this?
No, I'm just extremely excited about the center. We have an excellent staff who are incredibly kind and caring and understanding, and this really is meant to be a space where families could come and get the support that they need and even have the opportunity to really enjoy their children. Parenting is tough, and having to worry about those constant needs of it's nap time, I need to feed my child, I need to do laundry, I need to clean the house. When you come to Early On, you come and you're supported. If you weren't able to have a hot coffee in the morning, well, entertain your children so that you can enjoy your coffee. If you need an adult to talk to because you're home all day with little ones, you have that adult socialization. We have snacks for the children, we have extra diapers, we have all of those things, so you can really just come and enjoy your child and not have to worry about everything else.
And anyone can come in with a child or children?
Anyone who has children 0 to 6 years of age. We do require that you register with Early On. It's a one-time registration. There's no fee. All of our programs are free. All of our services are free. But once you're registered, you can access anything at any time.
What are the hours here?
We're still working with our hours, seeing how things go. We generally will be open Monday to Thursday, 9 to 3, Friday, 9 to 12, and then we do offer one evening and one weekend program per week. So right now we're offering evening, weekend, our programming on Wednesdays, and then we're doing Saturday drop-ins.